This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day with some great victories to celebrate. Victories for sanity, for patriotism, for the idea of American exceptionalism, for a hope in the United States in which people will be judged forever on the content of their character and not the color of their skin. There has been a gigantic victory that deserves more national attention than it's received. And the same way that I think that it's worthwhile for people of conscience, for people of patriotic inclination, for people who are fair-minded at all, to revel in the creation of what sounds like a wonderful museum. I can't wait to visit it. And a very important museum, the Victims of Communism Museum in Washington, D.C. The other side of the country, in a place that has not seen a lot of conservative victories recently. It's just had a bunch of them, however. I'm talking about San Francisco, where they had two elections recently that sent very, very powerful messages. One, the San Francisco voters, and this is in the county of San Francisco, voted to throw out their neo-Marxist, very woke district attorney, Chesa Boudin, whose parents were anti-American radicals, and he's something of an anti-American radical, certainly anti the American justice system, and the idea that occasionally you run into some bad folks who need to be off the streets and out of the neighborhoods. In any event, he's gone. And before that, there was the voting out of office, the three radical members of the school board who had been busy renaming high schools. Remember, they had not just high schools, but elementary schools. They were changing the names of 40 different schools in the San Francisco system. They got voted out. They were replaced by appointments by the relatively moderate mayor in San Francisco, London Breed. She's a Democrat, but she's kind of a mainstream Democrat. She's not a Maoist Democrat. She's not a Che Guevara Democrat. And there's a piece, and it's a very important piece in The Atlantic, actually, by Gary Kamaya, about probably the most important victory in San Francisco so far. San Francisco, for years and years, and it's been more than 50 years, has been very proud of Lowell High School. Lowell High School in San Francisco, like other high schools in different cities across the country, like the Bronx High School of Science or the High School of Performing Arts in New York City or Stuyvesant High School in New York City. Those high schools are admissions only. You actually have to be academically outstanding, do very well on test scores and grades to qualify and to get into that high school. A high school like that changed the whole direction of my family. My father was the son of immigrants, and immigrants who spoke very imperfect English, if at all. My grandmother spoke almost no English, spoke Yiddish. And she'd come as an adult from Ukraine, as my grandfather did. But in any event, the point is my dad was a bright kid, and he got into Central High School, which was a high school, still is, in Philadelphia. It used to have a separate women's institution. They used to have a girls' high school and Central High School, where the people who did best in elementary school and junior high school and took exams and looked like the most promising, they got in. And my dad got into Central High School, and because of partially his experience in Central High School, he ended up in a competitive examination winning a Mayer's scholarship that allowed him to go to University of Pennsylvania and to become a physicist and a physics professor and business entrepreneur. In any event, Lowell High School is like that, but it has been particularly dominated by the 30% of San Franciscans who are Chinese American. And what the radicals on the Board of Education did was some time ago, they said, no, Lowell High School, it's discriminatory to make it based on a situation where you have an overwhelming percentage of Asians because they worked harder, they were brighter, they did well. They decided to make admission to Lowell High School by lottery. Now, does that sound fair? Does that sound reasonable? Here is a piece that appeared in The Atlantic. Gary Camilla writes, the San Francisco School Board recently returned the admissions policy at Lowell, the city's most prestigious public high school, to the merit-based system that it had used for more than a century. Thus ended a short-lived lottery introduced in the name of racial equity. The board also abandoned a campaign to erase the life of Washington, a WPA-era mural at George Washington High School, in other words, from the 1930s, by the communist artist Victor Aronoff. Aronoff was a communist, and his mural, which depicts slaves picking cotton at Mount Vernon, was intentionally subversive, but an earlier incarnation of the board had voted to destroy it. It wasn't enough to cover it up. Then they voted to cover it up, saying that removing it from view was a form of reparations. The board member Allison Collins had said, this mural is not historic, it is a relic. These two decisions, both 4-3 votes, represent a double rejection by the current board of the hypersensitive poses adopted by its predecessor. The current board's decisions to restore Lowell's grade and test-based policy of admission and to leave Aronoff's mural alone were not in the least bit surprising. In February, San Francisco voters overwhelmingly voted to recall three progressive board members, including Collins, giving the moderate mayor, Mayor London Breed, the opportunity to appoint their replacements. For decades, they point out, Lowell has been a heavily Asian, mostly Chinese-American school. Chinese parents see getting their kids into Lowell as a golden ticket, and they're not wrong. The big high school in the city's Sunset neighborhood is the largest feeder school into the coveted UC college system. Lowell has long been one of the San Francisco Unified School District's shining success stories, but it has also had very few black students. SFUSD's efforts to raise black academic achievement throughout the city and to diversify Lowell have consistently failed over the past 50 years. And at various times, they've also pitted the city's large Chinese population against its small and shrinking African-American one on issues including busing, school choice, and admissions policies. In San Francisco, they say that the black population is now 5%. The Chinese-American population is over 30%. In 2021, with the public schools closed and in the aftermath of the George Floyd protests that had raged across the country, the school board abruptly changed Lowell's admission policy, claiming the move was a response to pervasive systemic racism at the school and was part of a national racial reckoning. Well, it's going back and honoring kids who are black and Latino and white and, yes, Asian, who show extraordinary promise. And this, to me, shows extraordinary promise. So what does the future promise for the ongoing war in Ukraine? We will be getting to that later in the show and more coming up on The Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Michael Medved Show. President Biden today did actually is the kind of thing he did best. Now, he's not alone in this. It was President Obama had two highlights, twin highlights of his presidency, and one of them was big occasion speeches. I mean, he gave some speeches on, for instance, when he was in Charleston, South Carolina, comforting people after the hideous Charleston racist shooting. And the neo-Nazi, neo-Confederate racist scum who committed the 9 murders at Bible study of people at a Charleston church, he's still awaiting justice, as they say, but he is, of course, in custody, Dylan Roof. In any event, Obama was extraordinary in moments like that. He spoke when Gabby Giffords, who just got a Medal of Freedom from President Biden, Gabby Giffords, the congresswoman, was shot in the head, and he came and counseled people at Tucson, Arizona. That was a moving moment for President Obama. And ceremonial moments, he could be, on many occasions, fine. It's a kind of thing that President Trump did well on occasion. And even President Biden, today he was honoring Steve Jobs posthumously, obviously. He honored his friend John McCain posthumously. That was very moving. He also honored Megan Rapinoe, who wore a powerful tribute to WNBA star Brittany Griner while attending the Presidential Medal of Freedom ceremony this week, where she received, that's not Brittany Griner, it's Megan Rapinoe, received the nation's highest civilian honor. And she is a great athlete. She has really helped to bring women's professional soccer into its own. She's 37 years old. There are 16 others who were also presented the award by President Joe Biden. And congratulations to Megan Rapinoe. And I think the whole world would love to see Brittany Griner, who was, whatever her political positions and whatever her involvement with vaping marijuana, I mean, the idea that she is in Russian prison and they're trying to use her to free an international arms dealer, it's appalling. It's seriously appalling. Somebody else who has been honored by Joe Biden is Amanda Gorman, who stole the stage at the inauguration day. Do you remember she was that very young? I believe she was still a teenager at the time of the inauguration. She was the very first person thereafter to be named National Youth Poet Laureate. Google says she's a poet and activist whose focus is issues of oppression, feminism, race, and marginalization, as well as the African diaspora. She read one of her poems at Joe Biden's inauguration ceremony, making her the youngest person ever to do so. And she was impressive at the inauguration, maybe not so much today. She is living in Biden's America, but she doesn't seem happy about it, so says a posting on Twitchy. She contributed this, and this was her message posted on July 5th, the day after both the shooting at Highland Park and, of course, the 4th of July. And here's what she had to offer. And it's a suggestion for updating our national anthem. And the rifle's dread glare, bullets bursting in air, gave truth in our sight that our flag was not spared. Oh, say does that scar-mangled banner yet save our land of the free and the home of the brave. And the rifles' dread glare, bullets bursting in air. This is a new inspirational version. I do think it would be worth conservatives to emphasize is bringing back some of the other verses in the Star Spangled Banner. Nobody sings or knows the other verses, which include introducing the phrase, "In God we trust." And this be our motto, "In God is our trust." That's in the, I believe it's the fourth verse. The final verse of the Star Spangled Banner is originally written by Francis Scott Key. But I don't think that the Amanda Gorman version is going to catch fire in particular. And the rifle's dread glare, bullets bursting in air, gave truth in our sight that our flag was not spared. Oh, say, does that scar-mangled banner yet save our land of the free and the home of the brave? It's clever, but really, do flags save? Does anyone think that flags save? There are other ways to save. And even from some of the economic difficulties we have, Biden, in a speech yesterday, we were speaking in Ohio, spoke about who he believes is really to blame for Americans' economic woes. Listen, this is clip 10.
Well, Republicans do nothing to obstruct our efforts to lower your gas taxes. I propose that. I've asked the Congress to eliminate the federal gas tax for the next, as long as this crisis goes on. Lower food prices, lower health care costs, hopefully soon lower your prescription drug costs. By the way, you got a Republican leader in the United States Senate.
What? You got a Republican leader in the United States Senate? He's talking about Senator McConnell, who actually his title is minority leader. It's Chuck Schumer who's majority leader. This is very difficult. We will talk a little bit about Joe Biden's equivalent of the six stages of grief from Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, the five stages of basically excusing America's grief at economic insecurity and disappointment, which has been very much part of the record of the Biden administration. And we will also take a look at people now speculating more than ever before at a race between two governors. Would that be an upgrade from Biden versus Trump? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
You is the grooviest.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The Biden administration is giving nearly $1 billion to 85 airports to expand and upgrade terminals and other facilities using money approved in last year's huge infrastructure bill. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the project will help meet future demands for travel and make flying safer and more efficient.
Look, I'm much more interested in raising the bar on things like compensation and job quality than lowering the bar on something like safety. The United States of America should be able to have a robust aviation system without watering down our expectations.
The grants announced are the first installment of $5 billion for airport projects that were included in an infrastructure bill that Congress approved and President Biden signed last November. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved.
This is outrageous.
Some people will consider this outrageous, but it got my attention. There is a columnist named Lynn Schmidt in St. Louis. She writes for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which is the big newspaper in that town. And she begins her column by saying, a 2024 ticket of former Vice President Mike Pence and Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney might just be the thing that saves the Republican Party and our republic. Okay, let me just say here for the record, the chances of Mike Pence, who was intensely loyal to President Trump during 4 years as Vice President, and one of the things, whatever you think of President Trump, it is the job of the vice president to be loyal to the president. The only times it has worked out that vice presidents have actually tried to undermine presidents have worked out very poorly for the republic and for the vice president who's trying that. I mean, basically, your job is to stay alive and get ready for bad news. There's really not a great deal more that the vice president is supposed to do. And the fact that right now that there is obviously bad feeling between Mike Pence and President Trump, and President Trump said some cruel things about Mike Pence, Mike Pence has not answered back. And to group Mike Pence with someone who has been a courageous and profound anti-Trump force in the Republican Party, even to the extent of losing her leadership in the House and very potentially losing her House seat from Wyoming, that's Liz Cheney. So putting together Liz Cheney and Mike Pence when I don't even believe that Mike Pence has come forward very clearly to say what he should and will, I suspect, as he makes a presidential bid, that, wait a minute, the election was not stolen. The election was legitimate. And so her idea, she goes on and she writes, she said, since Donald Trump's descent on the golden escalator in 2015, there have been far too many missed off-ramps for Republican officials who did not want Trump to be the GOP presidential candidate in 2016. Next year might be the last one of those off-ramps. A Pence-Cheney ticket would restore trust in America's democratic institutions and begin the strengthening of the political party structure within the GOP. Look, what's going to strengthen the GOP, and it's not easy, and it is one of the reasons that I think people turn so hopefully to Governor DeSantis. I'm an agnostic about DeSantis. I'm not sure, but I am very sure that if you look at his background, and we were just talking about it during the break, I mean, he's really succeeded extraordinarily well at almost everything he's undertaken. And that's just not his previous service in the House and his service as governor of Florida. It's his getting highest honors. I mean, an academic record that is astonishing, frankly. Athletic record. He was an all-star baseball player at Yale and batted, I believe he played first base as George Herbert Walker Bush did, who was also a captain of the Yale baseball team. But DeSantis had a batting average of over 300, which is good. Yeah, it's good in the major leagues, but it's also good if you're playing collegiate baseball, as he did. And then the military record that was outstanding, and Harvard Law School. The guy is not a nobody, and the idea that he is going to run after winning against the hapless Charlie Crist in Florida and using his $111 million he's raised to be reelected in Florida, this is formidable. And it's one of the reasons that I think a daydream about a Pence-Cheney ticket is not going to work, because what Republicans need to do to have a chance of winning is not only to reach out to independents, not only to reach out to some Democrats who are disillusioned with Biden and with progressivism, the progressivism to which Biden has largely surrendered, and that's part of his problem as president. To reach out to those people is terrific, and I think Republicans need to do that. But they also need to get those votes, or most of them, people who voted for President Trump. And I don't think it is going to work for any Republican candidate for president to try to win the nomination by attacking President Trump. That doesn't mean that you pretend that he has done everything right and he's one of the greatest presidents we've ever had, et cetera, et cetera. So it is a fine line, it seems to me, that people are going to have to walk. And her suggestion about, she says, I'm talking about Lynn Schmidt, debating whether Trump's popularity is waning within the party's voter base is futile. Trump's approval is not decreasing in any meaningful way. And for the purposes of this argument, it doesn't really matter. How does it not matter what people within the party think? This is about party elites finally taking back control of their party from the radical constituents. Will they do it? Probably not, because they're too afraid, but here's an assertion for how and why they should. Okay, the idea of elites taking back power from constituents, come on. That is, first of all, the idea that party elites control the Republican Party to any extent has been blown up during the entire Trump era. And I don't think that basic supposition was ever really true, but it's certainly not true at the moment. And some elements of the Republican Party to simply dictate who the nominees should be, I think you would have had a very difficult and a different result back in 2016. What is fascinating now is people looking with some attention at other alternatives in our political system, and not simply saying, oh, it's going to be Trump versus Biden again. And I do think it would be healthy for the country to see a kind of race where the Democrats nominate, oh, Gavin Newsom of California or Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, who is also a popular governor. She has also a race that she is heavily favored to win for re-election. And that will be part of what gets attention this time. I think it will be hard for either of those two candidates to do much better than Governor DeSantis is likely to do in Florida. And then there's other evidence that has been posted all over the internet recently about the fact that right now in Florida, the gain in Republican registration is dramatic, turning what had been a swing state into what is looks like an increasingly Republican state. That not because of change in the Republican Party, but it seems to me a change in the Democratic Party, giving over too much ideological ground to the so-called progressive wing. When we come back, more on somebody else who is being suggested for a presidential race. Horrifying thought. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, I found out earlier today that a major figure in Hollywood, an Oscar-nominated actor, and somebody who I had the opportunity to meet a couple of times, actor James Caan, passed away at 82. And Reuters wrote that Caan was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for his portrayal of the hot-tempered Corleone, Sonny, in 1972's The Godfather. He reprised the role in flashback scenes in The Godfather Part II in 74. His career spanned six decades and included a broad range of other roles in movies, from the psychological thriller Misery, a film based on a Stephen King novel. That's a film I particularly disliked, as a matter of fact, but I don't blame Jimmy Caan, to the comedy Elf. The one thing about James Caan, if you knew him at all, is there are a lot of actors, as you can imagine, who believe their own press, who believe their own legend, who are really very full of themselves as artistes and aspiring people. There's actually, they made fun of that, I think, pretty well in the Misery of a Great Potential, or whatever the title they gave to that actually quite enjoyable Nicolas Cage film that was released earlier this year, where Cage made fun of the, and speaking about Godfather, it was his uncle, of course, who directed Godfather. His real name was Nicholas Coppola, but in any event, this is a scene from Godfather, the original Godfather, with James Caan as Sonny. Listen.
Hey, listen to this. The Turk, he wants to talk. He got you, imagine the nerve on this son of a craps out last night. He wants a meeting today.
Yeah, what did he say?
What did he say? But a beep, but a bap, but a boop, but a beep. He wants us to send Michael to hear the proposition. And the promise is that the deal is so good that we can't refuse. Hey,
what about Bruno Tatali?
It's part of the deal. Bruno cancels out what they did to my father.
In any event, it does make you appreciate some of his contributions, certainly on screen. And Speaking of contributions on screen, Representative Ro Khanna, a very progressive Democrat of California, says President Biden is the Democrats' best bet to defeat Donald Trump in 2024. And he also predicts what would happen in a race for the Republican nomination between Trump and DeSantis. Listen.
I have confidence in the president. I just said that to the New York Times. I respect him. I still think he's our best bet to defeat Donald Trump. I believe Donald Trump's going to be the nominee. I think he'll destroy DeSantis. We can get into that at a later time. And I think Biden is the best bet to carry the Midwest. But there are places where I disagree, obviously, with the administration on Saudi policy is one of them.
Okay. I don't think Saudi policy is going to determine the course of the election. And the idea that Trump would automatically destroy DeSantis, that's not what the polls show. Not in New Hampshire and not nationwide. It shows, the polls show that if, with what people know right now of Governor DeSantis, and this is even before his expected landslide reelection victory, that with Governor DeSantis against President Trump, I think the newness of Governor DeSantis would count for him. And again, just to imagine that debate is interesting and illuminating, it seems to me. Speaking of that debate, there's another candidate where Alex Jones, yes, the controversial conspiracy monger, he actually wants somebody new to step into the presidential race, not expected to run for president 2024. But Alex Jones says that his guest, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the gentle lady from Georgia, is the one the Republican Party and the country needs. This is clip 11.
I think you would be poll better and be a better candidate for president than DeSantis and Trump. So would you take a VP slot with either one of them, or I'd rather just go ahead and back you for president? No, you laugh at that. But see, but you, no. You're way smarter than I'm serious. You're just as smart or smarter than both of them. And you've got the guts we need. Everybody loves you. I'm serious. We need to think about MTG president here and find some other great, smart woman. Blow the left away. Hey, we'll have two women. I don't give a damn. Just give me patriots. Get the New World Order off my back. Stop the drag queen story time. Stop men competing in women's sports. To control our borders. We want you, MTG.
And now you'll notice that her response was not, well, I'll think about it. It was at least cut off there. And by the way, anybody else want to nominate a surprise presidential possibility, you can give us a call. There's material, new material, covered in the British press in addition to their intense coverage of the Boris Johnson resignation. There is this about the Highland Park shooter. The Daily Mail in the UK, a broadsheet, the Daily Mail, I think, is considered a tabloid in Britain, but it says Robert Bobby Cremo, 21, frequently posted on the online forum documenting reality under the moniker Awake 47. He was obsessed with the numbers 47, and they think that that's why he did the killing when he did, because if you reverse the numbers, it's 7-4. That's July 4th. He would often share photos of himself along with footage of shootings and other real-life violence. Nothing to see here, right? That's just normal. Cremo also used the site to document his deep relationship with a teenage sex doll he named Sophie, posting a photo in July of last year of the doll hanging from a closet. In the days leading up to the shooting, Cremo wrote a number of racist and anti-Semitic posts questioning the Holocaust and suggested that all Asians needed to be gassed. Just a normal kid. The Highland Park shooter shared a haunting picture of his teenage sex doll hanging herself in his closet online, a newly emerged image shows. Bobby Cremo posted the eerie shot of Sophie from his Awake 47 account on the Documenting Reality website in June of 2020. The 21-year-old who gunned down seven people in Illinois captioned one of the images, "I don't understand why. Sophie, July 1st, 2020 to July 22nd, 2020. He also sent dozens of racist rants against Jewish people, black people, and Asian people on his page and denied that the Holocaust ever happened. Cremo was charged with killing seven people at Independence Day yesterday. He confessed to police. He unleashed a hail of bullets from the rooftop in suburban Chicago and fled to the Madison, Wisconsin area. In July 20, the Highland Park shooter posted a picture he titled "Sophie Killed Herself," showing his sex doll hanging from his closet in an apparent suicide. Online, Bobby Cremo often shared photos of his teenage sex doll, including one that they reprinted from June 2020, showing the doll sitting in the passenger seat of his car. His car was an Acura 30 CL, which featured a sticker on the rear windshield. Do you know what the sticker said, Jeremy? It said P-word magnet, using the a P-word small kitten, and which he apparently was not. He did not live up to the sticker on his rear windshield. Can I say that I think that the people who put that kind of sticker on their cars, like who put on the silhouette of a nude girl in the mud flaps of trucks, probably are, yeah, they're living in the basement at home, and probably not exactly magnets in the way they want to be. He also had in his car, the photos show this, at least four teddy bears in the back seat, and in the rear dash, a Donald Trump bobblehead. Does that say anything? And there's much more about his anti-Semitic, anti-Asian tweets, his basically Holocaust denial tweets. What does that mean? Postings, not tweets, because I'm not sure that he did Twitter, but we are sure that he did murder in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.